And then she remembered. And then she remembered. The world had not always been this way, wearisome, heavy and dark with the shadows of others. This small man, for instance, barking his emptiness at her even now, desperate to keep her fixed somewhere behind or beneath him. Along with all the fault and meanness and hindrance, there had also been disks of shimmering light. Seemingly invisible to others, she'd found these disks wherever she most needed them. By her bedroom window, in the tall grass beneath the apricot tree, beside her desk at the back of the classroom, wherever the family cat lay sleeping. There were four of them along the route of her solitary walk to school, one in the attic crawl space, three in the local library. Besides these steadfast companions, she saw ovals and circles of light roaming everywhere, racing across lawns and streets and rooftops like the unbound shadows of luminous sky beings. How long had it been since she thought of that radiant cohort? She couldn't say. What did come back to her, with all the heft and tang of a present moment, was an image of herself as a child, setting off in search of the place from which they came. She held her breath as she pictured that perfect version of herself, fearless and sure, traipsing across open fields, following watery moonlit paths, wandering along ever more erratic trajectories. In time, the disks of light thinned and dulled and disappeared altogether. There was a moment of despair and she faltered, accepting what the others had always claimed, that the glowing forms were all in her head. She let go of her certainty and lost her way. And so, ensnared in the tangle of shadow that is the world, she came to forget that there had ever been such marvelous things as disks of shimmering light. Something about the man standing before her now, it might have been the chalky dryness of his lips, or the furious spasming of his right eyelid, or his greenish-yellow aura of unearned power, reminded her of another, the one from long ago, the first one. Which memory reminded her, in turn, of the way she foiled that one, how she used to dodge the clouds of bitter shade he ceaselessly coughed at her. She had only to summon a disk to her side, step into it, and walk away. And then she remembered what it felt like to be inside the light, a soft brightening of the world, a mild diffusion of warmth, as in a living body, a sudden silencing of all harangue. This light, once her solace and refuge, was not ether or quintessence or any other impossibility. It did not originate in the nth dimension or the mind of God or some such imaginary realm. The light came from her. It was her. Herself as world. The world she was, the world as she would have made it had she been allowed. Though still fixed to the ground, she understood she was also floating. Withdrawing her gaze from the purpling face of the man standing in front of her, she looked down to her feet, where a disk of welcoming light, just big enough to step inside, lay waiting.